And this is, for instance, one of the steps that I think not should happen just in the United States, but rather at an international level, like to bring a consortium of experts who actually evaluate these algorithms and actually advise politicians on which algorithms should be standardized, which laws can you think of implementing to make sure that actually this switch happens now? Because, for instance, you think about GDPR, now whenever I log in on a website, I always get this notification about how my privacy is being taken care of, whereas 5 years ago this was not happening, and people are doing it right now just because they are forced to, in a way, because they actually are aware of the risk that it poses for people, and actually try to protect people because actually there is law enforcement that now tells them to, and this is something that governments should be thinking of at the moment. So there's this standardization process by NIST, but there is, as far as I know, nothing going on in Europe in this direction, and there could be a panel of cryptographic experts who could actually discuss the matter and advise give advice concerning decisions that should be taken. So yeah, this is definitely.
So there's definitely an intersection that needs.
Yeah, that needs to happen for sure.
Right.
Definitely. And there's plenty of research. In she mentioned that the U.S. has a lot of patents, but in Europe there are a lot of labs as well. I'm thinking of Amsterdam with CWI, here in Zurich with a research lab. In France there are tons of research labs also in cryptography. In Germany, in Spain is more security than cryptography, but computer security as well. So yes, Europe has a lot of resources. Has a lot of researchers who actually know what they're talking about and who actually know what could be good what can be done, what can be achieved in cryptography, because it's a very, how can I say, a paradoxical field in the sense that you can achieve things which are not intuitive. You can actually provide people with the best services while still maintaining your privacy. You can do it. Maybe you can make sure that it's also quantum safe. And these are things that most people are not aware of. Like, I have many friends who are engineers, but who not specialized in cryptographies, and they do not know that this is actually possible. But the point is, this is actually possible, and this should be enforced. And for this, it's normal. Everyone is busy with their own line of work, but people should ask for advice and help from the leading experts in the field. And this is definitely a step that should be taken care of, should be taken in Europe, I think, also, not just in the United States.
Thank you, both of you. We have several